All right, let's listen to the recitation of these verses. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, ayah number 88. قَالَ الْمَلَأُ الَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا مِنْ قَوْمِهِ, said the eminent ones who were arrogant among his people. What did they say? لَنُخْرِجَنَّكَ يَا شُعَيْبُ, we will surely evict you, O Shu'aib, and not just you, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, and those who have believed, مَعَكَ, along with you. Meaning, all of you, we are going to evict you, مِنْ قَرْيَتِنَا, from our city. This is our city, not yours. أَوْ لَتَعُودُنَّ فِي مِلَّتِنَا, or you must return to our religion. If you want to stay here, you have to return to our religion. قَالَ, Shu'aib عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ said, أَوَلَوْ كُنَّا كَارِهِينَ, even if we were unwilling. Now Shu'aib عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ, we learned in the previous ayat about powerfully how clearly he conveyed the message of Allah to them. He warned them against their corrupt, dishonest behaviors. And the people of Shu'aib عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ, they did not pay heed to any of the teachings of Shu'aib عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ. Instead, they resolved to threats and violence, essentially. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes them as al-mala'hu alladhina istakbaru, yani those who were arrogant. And the fact is that their response, yani it reflected their arrogance, because it was nothing but arrogance that made them respond in this way. So qala al-mala'u alladhina istakbaru min qawmihi, they said, لَنُخْرِجَنَّكَ يَا شُعَيْبُ, that we will expel you, O Shu'aib. They said the same thing to him as the people of Lut alayhi salam said to him. And they said that if you want to stay with us, then you have to be like us. أَوْ لَتَعُودُنَّ فِي مِلَّتِنَا, you have to return to our creed. لَتَعُودُنَّ, from عَادَ يَعُودُ, عَيْنْ وَالْدَالِ. And عَادَ يَعُودُ means to return to something. So you were previously upon our religion, our ways, and then Shu'aib alayhi salam, he started something new, and then you followed him. So you have to return to our religion, meaning you have to return to your previous ways. And لَتَعُودُنَّ can also mean, عَادَ يَعُودُ can also mean صَارَ, to become, to end up as. So you have to return to our religion, or you have to become like us. Because if you think about it, the prophets of Allah, even before prophethood, they did not do shirk and they did not participate in the evil that their people were upon. So for example, the people of Shu'aib alayhi salam, they were very dishonest, and it cannot be imagined that a prophet of Allah would partake in that dishonesty even before prophethood. This is similar to how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not worship idols even before prophethood. Ibrahim alayhi salam did not worship idols even before prophethood. So لَتَعُودُنَّ can mean both things, that you must return to or you must become like us. Okay? So basically they're saying that either assimilate and become like us or leave. Meaning they did not stop at their disbelief. Okay? They did not stop at their rejection of Shu'aib alayhi salam's invitation. No, they went a step further and they threatened Shu'aib alayhi salam and those who had believed with him. So what was the response of Shu'aib alayhi salam and the believers? They said, أَوَلَوْ كُنَّا كَارِهِينَ, even if we were unwilling, even if we were to hate that. كَارِهِينَ, plural of كَارِه. كَارِه is one who dislikes, hates to do something, and so the only way to get him to do it is to force him, compel him against his will. Okay? So, أَوَلَوْ كُنَّا كَارِهِينَ means, even if we dislike your way of life, your millah, your religion, or even if we dislike leaving our religion, meaning you want to force us to do something we do not want to do. And this is funny because even today, this is exactly what Muslims are told. Either assimilate, right? Become exactly like us. Do everything that we do. Celebrate what we celebrate. Condemn what we condemn. Hate what we hate. Like what we like. Or, if you don't want to fully assimilate, then leave. So, أَوَلَوْ كُنَّا كَارِهِينَ, Where did freedom of expression go? Where did all of these liberties go? أَوَلَوْ كُنَّا كَارِهِينَ. So we see that it has always been the way of those who disbelieve that they want to expel those who believe from their lands. They want to displace them. They're extremely intolerant of those who believe. This is mentioned in many places in the Quran. For example, in Surah Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in verse number 13 that those who disbelieved said to their messengers, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا meaning not any particular nation, but those who disbelieved, this has been their way, that they said to their messengers that لَنُخْرِجَنَّكُم مِّنْ أَرْضِنَا أَوْ لَتَعُودُنَّ فِي مِلَّتِنَا, that we will expel you from our land or you have to return to our religion. You have to become like us. Meaning, you choose now. Either you become like us or you leave. And the same thing happened with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In Surah Al-Anfal, ayah 30, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَإِذْ يَمْكُرُ بِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِيُثْبِتُوكَ أَوْ يَقْتُلُوكَ أَوْ يُخْرِجُوكَ. When the disbelievers plotted to imprison you or kill you or expel you. They wanted to expel him. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam received the first revelation, and Khadija radiallahu anha took him to Waraqa, Waraqa bin Nawfal said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that لَيْتَنِي أَكُونُ حَيًّا إِذْ يُخْرِجُكَ قَوْمُكَ. If only I would be alive when your people will expel you. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was surprised that أَوَ مُخْرِجِيَّهُمْ, are they going to expel me? Are they going to expel me from my land? And Waraqa said yes, because there is no man ever who brought what you have brought, illa udiya, except that he was opposed. He was treated with hostility. So this is the way of the criminals. And look at how they claim that the land is theirs. Min ardina. And here, min qaryatina. So this is the way of the criminals, that just because people are Muslim, they believe in Allah, they don't want to let them stay in their homes. They don't want to let them stay in their land. In Surah Buruj, ayah 8, Allah tells us, وَمَا نَقَمُوا مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا أَن يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ. The only way they opposed them and tormented them is because they believed in Allah, as if believing in Allah was a crime. This is amazing. The people of Shu'aib alayhi salam, they were such criminal people. Look at their crimes, that they were so unfair, they were so dishonest in buying and selling, constantly cheating one another, betraying one another. Such criminals were welcome to live there in peace and security, but those who believe, they were not allowed to live there in peace and security. And this is truly astonishing that there are people who have a long list of criminal records, okay, committed so many crimes, and they walk free. They walk free. In fact, a person who has been prosecuted for different types of crimes can even run for president and people will welcome him. And then you have believers whose only crime is that they believe in Allah and they want to help those in need, or they want to defend those who are being treated unjustly. And that becomes a crime. And for that, they are put behind bars for decades. So you see this injustice in the world. And this is nothing new. This has always been the case, that those who disbelieve are very, very intolerant of those who believe. In their eyes, iman is a crime. So Shu'aib alayhi salam and those who believe, they said, أَوَلَوْ كُنَّا كَارِهِينَ. And this means that this is never going to happen. We will never, ever return to your religion. We will never end up like you. We will not fall under your pressure and take your path. Subhanallah. أَوَلَوْ كُنَّا كَارِهِينَ. And أَوَلَوْ كُنَّا كَارِهِينَ can also mean that if you force us against our will, if you compel us against our will, then لَا قِيمَةَ لَهُ. Then our going back to your ways has no value, because the person who is being forced to do something against his will is not responsible for his actions. So أَوَلَوْ كُنَّا كَارِهِينَ. قَدْ افْتَرَيْنَا عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا. We would have invented against Allah a lie. Who is saying this? Shu'aib alayhi salam and those who were with him, those who believed with him. that if we were to go back to your way, if we were to end up like you, if we were to revert to your ways and end up like you, then we would have invented against Allah a lie. In عُدْنَا فِي مِلَّتِكُمْ بَعْدَ إِذْ نَجَّانَ اللَّهُ مِنْهَا, after Allah had saved us from it. If we do kufr like you, we would be lying about Allah. How? Because then we would be associating partners with Allah, which is lying about Allah. And after knowing the truth, if we were to leave it, we would be lying about Allah. So basically they're saying that we would never do that. So give up any hope that we will ever leave our faith, that we will come under your pressure and leave our religion. Never. That is never going to happen. And this was a very bold, courageous, brave response. Because who are the people who are threatening them? It is al-mala. It is the people who are in power. And it is not just the people in power, the powerful people who, alladhina istakbaru, who are arrogant, who don't see reason, who don't use logic. They're driven by their ego. They're blinded by their arrogance. So to speak the truth before them and to say no to them, this is very risky. But look at their bravery. They say that we're never going to return to your religion. And then they said, وَمَا يَكُونُ لَنَا أَن نَعُودَ فِيهَا, and it is not possible for us that we return in it, meaning in your religion, or that we end up in your religion, meaning this is never going to happen, it is impossible, إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّنَا, except that Allah our Lord wills. And why is it not possible for us to return to your religion? Meaning we are never going to do this. Okay? And this is a sign of the fact that a person has tasted the sweetness of faith. The Prophet ﷺ said that whoever possesses three qualities will have experienced the sweetness of faith. And what are these three qualities? The first is the one to whom Allah and His Messenger ﷺ become dearer than anything else. Meaning the one who loves Allah and the Messenger of Allah ﷺ more than anything else. Anyone else. Second, the one who loves a person only for the sake of Allah. Third, the one who hates to revert to disbelief just as he hates to be thrown into the fire. Subhanallah. So this is a sign that a person has experienced the sweetness of faith. But then they say, إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّنَا, unless Allah our Lord wills. Because whatever Allah wills happens, and whatever that Allah does not will can never happen. But why are they saying that we would never return to your religion except if our Lord wills? This is basically a way of saying that this is impossible. Okay? Like, for example, when it is said, until the camel enters the eye of the needle, حَتَّى يَلِجَ الْجَمَلُ فِي سَمِّ الْخِيَاطِ. What does that mean? Will the camel ever manage to enter the eye of the needle? Never. Never going to happen. Okay? So, إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّنَا means that this is never going to happen. All right? Because Allah never wants misguidance for His slaves. Okay? So, إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّنَا, and Allah never wants misguidance for His slaves. We want to remain firm on iman. So Allah would never force us and revert to disbelief and misguidance. All right? إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّنَا. And another reason is that they say إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّنَا because they realize that hearts are between the two fingers of Allah. And Allah can change the hearts about however and whenever He wills. Right? The condition of the heart can change. Subhanallah, they realize that tawfiq, the ability to do good, the ability to remain firm on iman is only from Allah. Steadfastness is only from Allah. Meaning they acknowledge that we cannot be firm, we cannot be steadfast unless and until Allah strengthens us. Shu'aib alayhi salam, a prophet of Allah, is not assuming about himself that yes, I will forever remain on iman. He conditions it to the will of Allah. إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّنَا. Why? Because nothing good can be done without the will of Allah. In Surah Hud, ayah 88, we learn, وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And my ability to do good is only by Allah. You see, Ibrahim alayhi salam broke the idols himself. Right? And He prayed, وَجُنُوبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَن نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ, that, oh Allah, save me and my children from worshipping the idols. Ibrahim alayhi salam feared for himself, which is why he asked Allah to protect him from the worship of the idols. Do you fear for yourself? Are you afraid for yourself? It's very important to have this fear. Anyone can never ever feel secure that, yeah, I am, you know, firm on Islam and I'm going to stay like this. And in fact, my iman is only going to improve. We can never ever be fully confident of that because we don't know how and when a person can slip. Do you not hear stories of people slipping? Do you not hear stories of people doing things that are unimaginable? And you wonder, how could that ever happen? Do we not hear about people leaving Islam? Yusuf alayhi salam said, Tawaffani musliman. O Allah, allow me to die as a Muslim. Yusuf alayhi salam is making this dua. Allow me to die as a Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would also make dua. Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulub, sabbit qalbi ala dinik. O Allah, the turner of the hearts, make my heart firm on your religion. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would also pray, Ya waliy al-islami wa ahlih, masikni al-islam hatta alqaka alayh. That, O wali of Islam and its people, meaning the Muslims, keep me with Islam until I meet you. Meaning, O Allah, enable me to become firm on Islam. Because the fact is that this life is filled with trials. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us that a time will come when a person will wake up in the morning as a believer, but he will enter the night as a disbeliever. And that he will enter the night as a believer and wake up in the morning as a disbeliever. Subhanallah. Why? Because يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعِضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. He will sell his religion for some worldly goods. Because of some dunya, a person will end up giving up his religion. Subhanallah. وَمَا يَكُونُ لَنَا أَن نَعُودَ فِيهَا إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّنَا. Except Allah our Lord wills. So ask Allah for thabat. Ask Allah for steadfastness. وَسِعَ رَبُّنَا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. Our Lord encompasses everything in knowledge. Meaning Allah knows everything. Allah has knowledge of everything. And our knowledge is so very little. Allah knows what has happened and what is coming. Allah knows what the souls conceal and what they reveal. Allah knows what you are doing in front of us. He knows what you're doing behind the scenes. Allah has encompassed everything in knowledge. Why do they say this? That Allah has encompassed all your plotting and all your evils and all your plans to harm us, all your efforts to harm us. Allah knows everything. وَسِعَ رَبُّنَا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. In Surah Ibrahim, Ayah 42, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Never think that Allah is unaware of what the wrongdoers do, of what the oppressors do. Allah has encompassed everything in knowledge. So they say, عَلَى اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا. Upon Allah we put our trust. We put our trust in Allah, that Allah will help us remain firm on our faith. We put our trust in Allah, that Allah will help us in facing the hardships that you inflict on us. We put our trust in Allah, that He will come between us and you, O our enemies. He will shield us from your plots. He will protect us from your evils. عَلَى اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا. We have no one but Allah, and we put our trust in Allah. And then they make dua. رَبَّنَا افْتَحْ بَيْنَنَا. O our Lord, افْتَحْ بَيْنَنَا. Judge between us. وَبَيْنَ قَوْمِنَا. And between our people. How? بِالْحَقِّ. With the truth. Of course, Allah's decree, whatever that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala judges, whatever He decides, is always بِالْحَقِّ. Then why do they say بِالْحَقِّ? To emphasize بِالْحَقِّ. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْفَاتِحِينَ. And you are the best of those who judge. So you see here that first they praise Allah. وَسِعَ رَبُّنَا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. Then they express their absolute reliance on Allah. عَلَى اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا. And then they call upon Allah. رَبَّنَا افْتَحْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ قَوْمِنَا. فَتَحَ means to open. Okay? To open something, to remove the obstacle. And when you open something, you remove the obstacle, what happens? The matters become clear. Right? So, فَتْح means, over here, فَتْح means قَضَاء, decree. That, oh Allah, decree, judge between us and our people. Meaning judge in a way that the truth becomes clear from falsehood. Decree in such a way that by passing your decree, you reveal those who are on the truth and you reveal those who are upon falsehood. So basically, they're asking Allah to send down His punishment on those who disbelieve. رَبَّنَا افْتَحْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ قَوْمِنَا بِالْحَقِّ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْفَاتِحِينَ. You are the best of those who decree. Now what happened? وَقَالَ الْمَلَأُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. And the eminent ones who disbelieved, مِنْ قَوْمِهِ, among his people, they said, لَإِنِ اتَّبَعْتُمْ شُعَيْبًا. If you should follow Shu'aib, إِنَّكُمْ إِذَا لَخَاسِرُونَ. Indeed, you in that case would be losers. Meaning, the Mala' took no heed. They did not benefit from anything that Shu'aib alayhi salam said to them. They completely ignored him. They paid no heed whatsoever. Instead, they began threatening and frightening those who believed in Shu'aib alayhi salam. Okay, because they said, if you follow Shu'aib, you would be losers. So they're saying this to who? Those who follow Shu'aib alayhi salam. Or they're saying this to the rest of the people, to everybody. That be careful, do not follow Shu'aib. Because if you follow him, you're going to end up as losers. Why did they say this? This was their active efforts to stop people from believing in Shu'aib alayhi salam, from listening to him. And especially they said that you would be losers is because Shu'aib alayhi salam would tell people to be fair and just in their business dealings. But these people were saying that if you start following Shu'aib alayhi salam's advice and instruction, then this is not how the business world works. You will not make any profit. You will end up as losers. Or this was a clear threat to the people that if you follow Shu'aib, you're going to lose everything. Just think about your family. Just think about your money. Just think about your reputation. If you believe him, if you follow him, you're going to lose it all. And doesn't this happen today? This is so common that people are openly threatened that if you believe, if you do this, if you do that, you're going to lose everything. In Surah Al-Shu'ara, Ayah 184 onwards, we learn about the harsh response of the people of Shu'aib alayhi salam. They said to him, قَالُوا إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مِنَ الْمُسَحَّرِينَ. They said, you are of those who are affected by magic. وَمَا أَنْتَ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا وَإِنَّ ظُنُّكَ لَمِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ. You are only a human like us and we believe that you are of the liars. فَأَسْقِطْ عَلَيْنَا كِسَفًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Cause a piece of the sky to fall down on us if you are of the truthful. So Shu'aib alayhi salam said, قَالَ رَبِّي أَعْلَمُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. My Lord knows of what you all are doing. So their response was so harsh to Shu'aib alayhi salam and also to those who believed, and they also threatened the rest of the people that don't you follow Shu'aib. If you do, you're going to end up as losers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الرَّجِفَةُ. So the earthquake seized them. فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دَارِهِمْ جَاثِمِينَ. So they became within their homes, corpses fallen prone. فَأَخَذَتْهُمْ. فَأَخَذَتْهُمْ, meaning suddenly it seized them when they least expected it. And what seized them? الرَّجْفَة. رَجْفَة, رَجِيمْفَة, is an earthquake. In Surah Hud, Ayah 94, it is mentioned, وَأَخَذَتِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا الصَّيْحَةُ. That a blast, a thunderous blast seized them. In Surah Al-Shu'ara, Ayah 189, فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَأَخَذَهُمْ عَذَابُ يَوْمِ الظُّلَّةِ. The punishment of يَوْمُ الظُّلَّةِ, the day of the black cloud, seized them. So, different punishments are mentioned in the Quran. So, some ulama say that what this means is that first came a ظُلَّة, a black cloud covering them. Then came a صَيْحَة, a blast. And then came a rajfa, an earthquake. So they became فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دَارِهِمْ جَاثِمِينَ, motionless, dead bodies. Their bodies were laying about, lifeless. No one to rescue them. No survivors. فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دَارِهِمْ جَاثِمِينَ. Allah says, الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا شُعَيْبًا, the people who denied شُعَيْب عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. كَأَنْ لَمْ يَغْنَوْ فِيهَا, it was as if they had never resided there. Allahu Akbar. It seemed as though these people never lived there, in the same land which they claimed was theirs. They said, our qarya, our land. But now it was as if they never lived there. كَأَنْ لَمْ يَغْنَوْ فِيهَا. يَغْنَوْ, from غَيْن نُونْيَا, to dwell, to live somewhere. And from the same root as the word غِنَا, right? غِنَا is to be free of need, wealth. So basically this is to live at a place for a long time. And why would a person live in a place for a long time? Because everything's fine, everything's good, all their needs are fulfilled. There's no need to move elsewhere. So it was as if they never lived there. SubhanAllah, these are the people who denied Shu'ayb alayhi salam and threatened him. And look at what became of them. They lay there, their bodies were there, lifeless. They wanted to expel the believers, and they themselves were not able to remain there. In Surah Ibrahim, ayah 13 and 14, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that when the disbelievers threatened their messengers, that لَنُخْرِجَنَّكُمْ مِنْ أَرْضِنَا أَوْ لَتَعُودُنَّ فِي مِلَّتِنَا, what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to his messengers, فَأَوْحَى إِلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ لَنُهْلِكَنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ, that we are definitely going to destroy the oppressors, the ظالمين. وَلَنُسْكِنَنَّكُمُ الْأَرْضَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ, and we will make you dwell in the land after them. They're not going to stay here. They're going to be destroyed. الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا شُعَيْبًا, those who denied شُعَيْب عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ, كَانُوا هُمُ الْخَاسِرِينَ, they're the ones who became losers. They threatened the believers that if you follow شُعَيْب, you're going to become losers. They threatened the people that if you believe in شُعَيْب عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ, if you follow him, you're going to end up losing everything. And what happened to these same people? الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا شُعَيْبًا, it was the people who denied شُعَيْب عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ who actually became the losers. They ended up losing everything. فَتَوَلَّى عَنْهُمْ, so he turned away from them. Meaning after they had been destroyed, they had been punished, شُعَيْب عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ turned away from them, just like صَالِح عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ turned away from them. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned away from the mushrikeen who were killed at Badr, as their lifeless dead bodies lay there. فَتَوَلَّى عَنْهُمْ. And think about how شُعَيْب عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ saw their lifeless dead bodies. These are the people who had threatened him, who had opposed him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused them to die. And شُعَيْب عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ saw their lifeless dead bodies. SubhanAllah. وَقَالَ, and he said, يَا قَوْمِ, O my people, لَقَدْ أَبْلَغْتُكُمْ رِسَالَاتِ رَبِّي, certainly I conveyed to you the messages of my Lord. رِسَالَات, plural of رِسَالَة, meaning I clearly informed you of the messages of my Lord. I didn't hide anything from you. وَنَصَحْتُ لَكُمْ, and I advised you. I was sincere to you. I told you about what was of benefit to your deen and your dunya. Whatever I said to you came from a place of sincerity. I wanted to save you. I wanted to help you. But you did not benefit from anything that I told you. فَكَيْفَ أَسَى عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ كَافِرِينَ, so how can I grieve over disbelieving people? Meaning you brought this upon yourselves. How can I feel sorry for you? فَكَيْفَ أَسَى, أَسَى from Hamza Sinia, شِدَّةُ الْحُزْن, it is extreme sadness. Meaning, how could I grieve? How could I be sad? I cannot be. He's consoling himself. Because you grieve for people who are innocent, right? Those who have been treated unfairly. But these people were not innocent. They denied, they were arrogant, they were stubborn, they were oppressive. فَكَيْفَ أَسَى عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ كَافِرِينَ. So, what do we see over here? It is the people who believe in Allah, who fear Allah, who end up successful. And those who disbelieve, those who oppose the messengers of Allah, those who continue on in their oppression, they can never succeed. Never. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This is the reason why Allah tells us that لَا يَغُرَّنَّكَ تَقَلُّبُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي الْبِلَادِ. Do not be deceived by the freely moving about of the people who disbelieve within the lands. Don't get deceived by their wealth, by their might, by their freedom, by their power. The people who طغوا, people who commit oppression, people who rebel, people who cross all boundaries, don't be deceived. Because all of this is just mata'un qaleel. It's a temporary enjoyment. And then there is punishment that awaits them. فَكَيْفَ أَسَىٰ عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ كَافِرِينَ. You brought this upon yourselves. You chose this for yourselves. Let's listen to the verses until ayah 93 and then we'll continue.
قَالَ الْمَلَأُ الَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا مِنْ قَوْمِهِ لَنُخْرِجَنَّكَ يَا شُعَيْبُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَكَ مِنْ قَرْيَتِنَا أَوْ لَتَعُودُنَّ فِي مِلَّتِنَا. قَالَ أَوَلَوْ كُنَّا كَارِهِينَ. قَدْ افْتَرَيْنَا عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا إِنْ عُدْنَا فِي مِلَّتِكُمْ بَعْدَ إِذْ نَجَّانَا اللَّهُ مِنْهَا. وَمَا يَكُونُ لَنَا أَنْ نَعُودَ فِيهَا إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّنَا. وَسِعَ رَبُّنَا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. عَلَى اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا. رَبَّنَا افْتَحْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ قَوْمِنَا بِالْحَقِّ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْفَاتِحِينَ. وَقَالَ الْمَلَأُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ قَوْمِهِ لَئِنِ اتَّبَعْتُمْ شُعَيْبًا إِنَّكُمْ إِذًا لَخَاسِرُونَ. فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الرَّجْفَةُ فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دَارِهِمْ جَاثِمِينَ. الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا شُعَيْبًا كَأَنْ لَمْ يَغْنَوْا فِيهَا. الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا شُعَيْبًا كَانُوا هُمُ الْخَاسِرِينَ. فَتَوَلَّى عَنْهُمْ وَقَالَ يَا قَوْمِ لَقَدْ أَبْلَغْتُكُمْ رِسَالَاتِ رَبِّي وَنَصَحْتُ لَكُمْ. كَيْفَ آسَى عَلَى قَوْمٍ كَافِرِينَ.